Peace, love, and light. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. It's Hip Hop Graffiti, and it begins right now. Yo, what's going on? It's Ja Bliss, the host of Hip Hop Graffiti. I'm sitting here with Anaz the Dragon. She's the host of Positive Dragon Podcast. Whoop. Okay, whoop, whoop.
I don't know what the woot was for. Yeah. I thought whoop, the woot, whoop, come on.
Yeah, no, there should be some applause there.
Right, it just came on.
She does a daily podcast where she does positive affirmations and does challenges and just motivational. Sometimes just, I think she gets on there and vents herself about things that helps her throughout her days and on her journey. And I appreciate it a lot, so thank you.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you listened.
Yeah, you know, we ran out of bird seed, so no news on the bird front right now. A lot of tweeting, but it's windy out, so we hadn't seen any birds. All the feeders are like gone. They're like out of seed. Like,
we're gonna get more seed, but they about to eat us out of seed and home.
You know what I mean? We can't be feeding all the birds of the world.
Like, right. They think we owe
them job. But I hope you're all doing well. And some lighthearted news. You know, Tiger Woods was in the news recently a lot for, like, bad shit all the time. But
recently?
Well, you know,
I haven't heard from him in a while. Well, personally.
Okay, so remember he got into the car crash, right? All right, well, then he opened up a bar or a restaurant, and then an employee of his got into a car crash and died, and his family sued, saying that they let him get over-intoxicated and let him leave. So, like, well, he's just been in the news a lot lately for stuff like that. Well, here's some lighthearted news about Tiger Woods. Right. He was a caddy for his son during his 10-year-old son's golf tournament.
Oh,
so he had his dad there by his side, you know, toting his golf bag, giving him some fatherly advice and some advice out there on the course.
That's great.
I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty
to have
cool.
your dad out there with
and
you.
And your dad is Tiger Woods.
So. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that could be a double-edged sword. You might not want him there.
It could be, man. I got a cousin. I'm not going to say no names, but there's a picture on Facebook that was posted recently. I got a cousin that took a picture with his son, and my cousin's, like, in his 50s. His son is, like, in his 20s. Mm-hmm. And his son is a DJ. His dad is, and the dad is a DJ.
Right.
And his son is now, like, on a major radio station during, like, the drive home mix show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's up there with the son and the show's host in between him, like, you know, doing the old school hip hop sign, like, and the son is looking like, I just don't want to be here for that. So, like, I guess that is sometimes you don't.
Right.
You know?
Like, yeah, you
like you cramping my style.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even though we both do the same thing, I am my own person. But because my father did it as well, it could be like a double edged sword. But hey, I feel.
Another thing I saw out there recently, some people tried to call out Young Jock for being like a rideshare driver or something like that. Like, he was out driving for some type of ride share program or whatever.
Right, right.
So what?
I mean, I'm not judging, but Young Jock didn't he do like Love and Hip Hop? You don't got no money nowhere.
Well, he says it's an example to teach kids about how, you know, how side hustling can make you some money. I think he also owns part share of the company he was driving for, so it was good publicity
right.
for the company. Just right. to get the name out of there. I'm not going to call out the name because they
right.
ain't going to offer me no free rides.
Right.
And if
no,
they are,
I
Young Jock,
you.
Hit us up. And, you know, I'd be happy to plug your joint.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think it's anything wrong with people driving for it. I've seen, like, YouTube videos where somebody will pull up in, like, a Ferrari or something like that. Like,
oh, no, I don't think he was. I think he was just driving, like, a
Nissan. No, I'm just saying. So, like if I was, like, chilling and I call an Uber and a celebrity comes and picks me up, even if it's a B-list celebrity.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Meet me at the mall.
Right, it's going down. That's what I'm saying. It's like, drop me off at the mall now. I was going to go to work. Now I'm going to go to the mall.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It would be cool. So I can see how he's saying that as well. But, like, yeah.
Get your money up.
I'm not hating, but I just feel like me personally, after I make a certain amount of money, there's just certain jobs I feel like I wouldn't
want right, to get the coffee anymore. Shop and then keep the power up and power going, you know.
But yeah, I guess, yeah.
You if, gotta, if I gotta. Sometimes side hustle.
Yeah. Ain't I mean, not just saying. Side hustle, but I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't have expected it. Yeah.
Damn.
If his excuse is I have shares in the company, then I would have used that as a way to like get on some type of board to talk about something. So now that this company is paying me a salary or something.
Yeah, because the video was mad rude. She was like, "Oh, you must have fell off." Like, well, how rude are you? Give me a good tip, motherfucker. So anyway, another thing in unexpected news. How about Donald Trump autographed his own articles of impeachment? So recently, there was a guy that was at a Trump rally or a speech, and he stood in line and got close, and he handed him the documents that the Senate and the House were actually talking about. He had printed it out and went to Battle Creek, Michigan, and he signed a paper handed to him by somebody just in the crowd. The signature, turns out it was scrawled on a copy of a House of Representatives impeachment document. The guy who snagged the document is actually partnered with Golden Auctions. They're expecting to get anywhere from like $50,000 to $100,000 for this.
Mm. Well, life will come up. But I'm shocked that he's signing stuff. I really thought that, you know, once you're like...
Here's a pardon for my cousin.
Well, yeah, like, because your signature is so powerful right now, you are the president, I would think you wouldn't just sign autographs, because now people could have you sign just about like that. Like, I had you sign just about anything, and now, like, you just wrote me a check for $1 million last minute. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
People, well, that check is actually up for grabs on January 20th through February 22nd. If you want to auction on it, it's going to be on Golden Auctions. Real life, this dude signed his own impeachment documents. You can't make this stuff up. OJ Simpson made the news recently. He's suing the Cosmopolitan. This is the hotel that Meek Mill got into it and got banned from. He actually implicated Meek Mill in his lawsuit, saying that this is something that they do a lot and we're not going to stand for it. You know, like, he's tired of it. So big shouts to OJ.
You know,
he's taking a risk, though. You know, he lost last time he was in the court system. You know what I mean? So the fact that he's stepping out there and challenging them, like, yo, like, this shit is wrong. Big shouts to him.
You know,
on a higher level of that, I hear Jay-Z just sued a whole state Department of Corrections because of some violence going down in the prisons, that they feel like nothing is happening and they're not doing anything about that situation, as well as just the situation as far as the poor conditions in the prisons. And Yo Gotti is actually taking the lead and kind of the call from that area. I've heard a few stories about how the whole situation went down, and I'm hearing that a lot of the numbers of how many people have died in this incident are, you know, kind of off a bit. Right. But, you know, I just hope everything works out. But big shouts to Jay-Z, right, you know, stepping out for criminal justice reform.
Right. Speaking of reforms, how are your reforms?
They are feeling good on my feet, feeling great. I got some reform Pumas. The Clydes on my feet, and they feel like I walk in the clouds, you know.
Yeah, that's cool though. They look nice.
Oh, well, cool. Thanks. I gotta get the new pair. So maybe some sponsors on here come through. I get a, you know, marketing deal. I can go ahead and pull out those red sneakers somewhere. Be right. Courtside. You know. But cool thing about the sneakers, 100% of the profits go to the criminal justice reform nonprofit that was started by Van Jones, Meek Mill, and Michael Rubin. They partner with, what's that guy's name that owns the Patriots? I see his face. I don't know. That guy there. But yeah, that's what's up. Well, I just want to end the news by saying this. I see a story where a ninth grader is being expelled from a private school because she has posted a photo of her birthday party. And she's wearing a shirt. And the shirt just has a rainbow across the sleeves and across the chest. It's like a full covering shirt. It's not overexposing anything, just a rainbow across her body. And her cake is rainbow colored. And that's why she was expelled from school. What the fuck is going on in the world?
It's a private school.
It's a private school.
Oh, okay, well, you know.
You cannot have a birthday party at your house,
you know, like,
and posting on your social media.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm going to say.
With a rainbow color.
It's a private school. Like, you chose to send, you went there, researched it, I'm assuming as a parent, learned about this school, and now you pay this school money for your child to go there. I don't feel bad for you.
What an idiot.
Like, I don't feel bad because it's like, you know, you chose this prestigious uppity-ass school for some reason, and then you're mad when they're being conservative dickwads. Like, it was a conservative dickwad school. That's why it costs to go there. Like, you know, I mean, not that's why it costs to go there, because I'm sure there's some great...
You're expelled.
Private. But yeah, like, though, when you are paying for private education, you kind of have to follow their rules because that is what you are paying for, kind of, in a way, I feel like. I don't know. That's how I feel about it. Not saying they should send a little gay kid if the baby gay. I don't know. She might just like rainbows. I love rainbows. So
some people just like all colors.
Right. I love colors.
I just like all colors.
Right. So, I mean, that really might just be...
Damn, the first covenant that God made with man has now been stolen, and we can't even wear it on or have it on a fucking cake on our birthday and be in private school. That's fucked up. Welcome to public school, motherfucker.
Right.
Happy birthday. You're 15.
I'm sure there's another... Right, I'm sure there's another...
You'll be popular in public school, or you'll have no problem at all.
They'll probably win this lawsuit, and then she'll probably still go to a really cool school.
That too, but in the meantime, at public school, you're going to be, like, so fucking popular.
Right.
Oh, that's the girl with the fucking rainbow shirt. And if you do like rainbows, stick with it, Kayla. For real. Like, go all out. Like, if you like rainbows and unicorns, be a unicorn in a field of horses. Like, go ahead and embrace who you are. If you like cosplay, be whoever you are. Don't be the... Don't try to fit in. Just be who you are, and people will fit with you.
Right.
All right? That's my word out here on the street. Hey, man, that's a little fatherly advice there. I got little girls right now, so, I mean, you know, it's not like a creeper, but for real, like, don't try to make an image of yourself that you want to be. Just be who you are. You already are who you want to be.
And fuck that school, yo.
Yeah, fuck that school. They should want you to be there.
Right. They better get... I'd be like...
A person that likes that many colors has a great taste and palate. All right, yo, that's all I got today on Hip Hop Graffiti. I hope to see you back on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Tidal, all of that, Stitcher, all of my Twitcher. Am I leaving anybody out?
A lot of them.
A lot of them? Oh, man. Y'all got a comment or something on here. Get at me. Peace.